It's so nice to catch up again with Life Transformation Coach Isabella here on eRadio and with a brand new topic for this week. How's your job satisfaction? Isabella, welcome back.
Hello, Ion and the listeners. Yes, it's that time of the year when we race to reach deadlines and targets and sales and deals and just make it to the end and reach that vacation. So our stress levels are high and there's little time to get things done to wrap up with work. And then the holiday itself may present some anticipated stress, you know, with arrangements and travel and family and finances. But however, this time of the year also brings us the opportunity to think back. And today I am touching on the topic of job satisfaction. Now, you know, I really know what it feels like counting down the days until the work year ends and you can forget about work for a while. Even counting down the weekdays to the weekend, you know, just make it to Friday. Now, lack of job satisfaction can have serious effects on the quality of your life. So I'm briefly going to discuss job satisfaction regarding a work-life balance. And you can evaluate how's your work-life balance.
Okay, so Isabella, what are some of the reasons people actually experience job dissatisfaction?
Yes, job dissatisfaction. First off, it doesn't discriminate. It could be any job, high paying or low income. And whatever your reason may be, it can definitely have an impact on your health and well-being, even be a cause of depression or anxiety. And some of the reasons why you might be unhappy in your job is that you find it unfulfilling. It might even not be creative enough. If you are a very creative person, it could almost clash with your personality. Or your work is not being acknowledged. You know you can be appreciated more. It might not be financially rewarding, or you are just plainly tired working for a boss. There may be unreasonable demands, or the work hours are a problem or too long. A toxic work environment, that can really take its toll. And another reason might then be experiencing problems with a work-life balance, which brings us to today's topic.
Okay, and then what exactly is meant by a work-life balance? What does it actually involve?
Imagine a scale. Having a work-life balance is exactly what it says. Obtaining a balance between your work obligations and your personal life and obligations. The stress is caused when the work side of the scale tips over to the personal life side, or it can be the other way around too. And trying to juggle those heavy workloads and maintaining personal relationships and family responsibilities and your personal interests, that causes stress. This is one of the most common problems that people face today. People are struggling more and more to fully disconnect from work and relax and recharge. You know, a holiday once a year doesn't cut it necessarily. There was an interesting article in the Citizen newspaper in October about workplace FOMO. We know FOMO, but workplace FOMO is described as the fear of missing out on meetings and important information or updates, or even relationships with clients and colleagues. People find it increasingly difficult to escape from work, even when not at work, because we are so connected via our smartphones and technology. And there's this kind of expectation that you are reachable at any time and place. I can just send a quick email or WhatsApp. And you also feel the need that you need to be constantly available. In my previous career, I remember how even if my phone was on silent or I muted notifications, I would still be reminded of work and feel, oh, I have to reply to this. Just when I picked up my phone to open emails or messages to send a private message, but I would still see the work-related stuff. So it's really as if you cannot escape it. And it's not just the physical work or admin taking up your personal time and energy. We also carry emotional baggage from work, which can sometimes consume us at home. I love Dolly Parton's quote, which says, never get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life.
Ah, that's well a good said, one. Dolly. Yeah.
And love Dolly Parton, yes.
Yes. Who doesn't love her?
Actually, the song is 9 to 5.
Working,
you know,
9 to 5,
yeah. You actually have a Dolly theme too.
Yeah, working 9 to 5, yeah.
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah, now that song's going to be stuck in my head the whole day. Thanks, Isabella.
But not a bad song, though.
No, it's nice. It's nice. I love it. I like Dolly. But, you know, Isabella, you now mentioned the stress it creates. What are some of the problems that it causes?
Signs that you need to rebalance your work and life are low morale, dreading going to work. You might be irritable, angry, even depressed or anxious, like I mentioned. And the more stressed you are, the thing is, the less productive you become. Your health might also be suffering. You may be taking more sick days. It's not just your mental health, it's your physical health as well. Chronic stress actually doubles the risk of having a heart attack. And stress is serious. Other effects may be problems with sleep, increasing your consumption of alcohol, not being able to switch off, and even leading to burnout. Okay, I've been talking about work-life balance. The buzzword nowadays is work-life fit.
Okay, and is there a difference between work-life balance and work-life fit?
Yes, whereas a work-life balance would imply a split between your work and your personal life, which I mentioned becomes all the more difficult. A work-life fit is about finding this synergy or a blend between your work and your personal life. It fits the person's needs and preferences. So it's all about flexibility and adapting to circumstances, harmony. Research shows that employees who work flexible schedules are more productive. They're less prone to burnout and they're even more loyal. And they have higher job satisfaction, definitely. A focus is also much more on that of productivity rather than presenteeism. So it's about outcomes of the quality and the quantity of the work instead of the performance. It's not just based on the hours that is worked. You know, the performance is not just based on the hours. It's more about the productivity. I have never understood the sense of an employee whose work is done and now they are just hanging around or even sitting in a car, just waiting for the clock to strike so that they can go home. There's nothing productive about it. It only fosters resentment and frustration. And those same employees will probably spend a lot of personal time at home or over the weekend to continue working on a work project. Employers, you should never underestimate the power of giving a bit of time as an incentive. It's the most precious thing in life, time. Of course, I say this knowing that work environments and employees differ, and trust is a big deal. That's what work-life fit is about. It's about finding that fit. But there's a difference between being busy and being productive. It's about accommodation, prioritizing tasks and time. Now, those non-work hours are very important. You have to be present and mindful in your personal life too. Otherwise, those stress effects I spoke about will pop up. Remember this. Be productive at work and present in your personal life. We see the results of not being present in your personal life really having an impact on relationships. You know, you read about celebrities even complaining about this problem. Prioritize. You cannot do everything at the same time. And if you need guidance because you feel overwhelmed, I can help you. Now is a good time to take stock of your year and evaluate your life. Ask yourself, how satisfied are you at work? How satisfied are you in your personal life? What is the problem?
Mm. You know, Isabella, so many people stuck in jobs that they don't like. It's actually very, very, very sad. You know, watching the clock every day, dreading going to work, just doing it for the money because they have to survive, you know. You're doing it wrong.
That's it. Now, in the next podcast episode, I will continue on the theme of job satisfaction and discuss the topic about career moves. So making a career change or doing a career adjustment. When do you really know? Well, maybe you do, but what you do then to really take that and make that decision, I need a career change. But in the meantime, if you would like more information, you can contact me via my website, lifecoachisabella.co.za, and watch out for the next podcast. Then we'll talk about this topic a little bit more.
Yes, so that's coming up in a week or two before the end of November, and then we'll wrap it up for the year, and then hopefully the people can also take a nice break from work and enjoy their December and festive season with their loved ones. We're thinking of those who are not so fortunate, but yeah, burnout is something we have to talk about as well at one stage, Isabella. But thank you so much. It was always it's always nice to chat to you, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you very much, Ion, and the listeners. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.